your Bibles with me this evening to Luke, the 24th chapter. Praise God. Luke chapter 24, I'll be reading the first six verses.
Praise God.
Luke chapter 24. Praise God. Beginning with verse 1. The Bible says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee." Sister Dorothy, would you pray with
me? Lord, we praise your God. We ask you, God, that you open our hearts and our minds, Lord, anoint Brother Angel, God, speak through him and use him, O God. Lord, let us draw closer to you and learn of you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Praise God. You may be seated. For a few moments this evening, amazingly enough, I'd like to speak to you on an Easter message. Can you imagine? Unbelievable. Just a coincidence that it happened to happen on Easter Sunday evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm going to entitle this, "The Life He Took Back." The Life He Took Back.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, making the way to the tomb, their hearts were heavy in their chests. This man, this prophet of God, that had come in the name of the Lord, lay dead in a tomb. Their love for him was still strong. Their greatest desire was to honor him by placing incense upon his corpse. But turmoil grew in their souls with each step that they took. Didn't they seal the tomb? Aren't there guards in place at the tomb to keep us out? How are we going to roll back that stone? How will we be able to see Jesus just one more time?
I can see it.
The sun rising slowly over the horizon. One ray lighting the tomb's entrance like a spotlight. As their eyes lit upon the tomb, the first thing they noticed was the stone was rolled away.
Right.
Confusion and fear ran through their bodies as they took that first step, and they had that first thought that something must be wrong. They ran. They ran to that tomb to see what had happened. Praise God. They ran, their hearts racing only to find an empty tomb. There were his grave clothes neatly folded to one side. Where could he be? Where could he be? Frantically looking around the tomb for the body of Jesus, they almost missed two men standing there in shining garments. Praise God. They almost missed the fact that the angels that God had sent to reveal unto them the truth that he has risen were standing before them. I read in my scripture text, it says, "And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead?" What did he just say? Is it possible? Did he really just ask us why we're looking for the living? Praise God. Mary ran from the tomb. And she found a guy that she thought was the gardener. She says, "Where have they hidden the body?" The stranger to whom she spoke was the man for whom she sought. Jesus stood before her.
Right.
I came to let you know tonight that, yes, it's true, Brother Gary. The Messiah was born in Bethlehem on Christmas morning. But the Savior, church, was born in Jerusalem on Easter morning. Salvation had been completed. The plan had been fulfilled. The one that was now is. The devil thought that the battle was over. He had thought that he had attained victory. Just 3 days prior to this moment, this man, this Savior, hung dead upon a cross. Just last night, his lifeless body lay in a tomb that had been cut out of the stone. But today, church, he's alive.
Yes.
Praise God. 1 Corinthians 15 and 55 says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" So often, we preach, and I've preached, and I've taught, praise God. Praise God. We hear about a Savior that came to this earth to die for the sins of all mankind. But today, church, I want you to understand something. He did not come to die. He came to live again. He came to bring about the resurrection that I spoke of this morning. The cruelty of the cross and the sins of all mankind laid upon the shoulders of my God and my Savior. And when He died upon that cross, my sins, your sins, sent my Lord to the very pits of hell.
Right.
But He didn't go to hell to stay. He went to get the keys.
Right.
Praise God. Weighed down for sins that were not His own. He entered into that place called hell in my position, in my place, in my stead. Our sins, my sins, caused Him to descend into the burning, fiery pit. Praise God. What the devil saw as victory, though, was actually my champion going behind enemy lines. Praise
right,
God.
Right.
He wanted to retrieve what belongs to Him.
Right.
He wanted to retrieve what belongs to us. He went to the very pits of hell, Brother Gary, to bring back victory. Because
right,
the victory doesn't long belong to the right, devil. The victory belongs to the Lord Jesus
Hallelujah,
Christ. All of hell shook at the sound of His voice as Jesus walked into hell and hollered, "Give me back those keys.
Hallelujah.
They are mine and I want them."
Thank
Praise
you.
God. Devil, you can't have what doesn't belong to you.
Right.
You can't have that soul. They may have sinned. They may have gone astray of my word, but I have made a way to them.
Right.
I've made a way where they can enter back into my presence.
Right.
I made a way where I can enter into them. I have brought about the victory that I've planned since the foundations of the earth.
Right.
Early that Easter morning, as it dawned, all of hell trembled and all of heaven began to rejoice.
Right.
Victory is ours, saith the Lord. Victory is yours, saith me, praise God. It's yours. It's yours. Not because we've done anything great, because my God brought that victory.
Right, amen.
The pattern was set, and the victory was assured. They were set and assured because of one simple fact. He is alive.
Right,
praise
amen.
God. Why look ye for the alive among the dead? Praise God. He is alive.
Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 2. Beginning with verse 1, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance." We knew it was the Spirit of God. I can add that word, right? It's not... I know it says don't add or take anything away from the Word of God like Todd did Thursday, but that's an okay word right there. Praise God. That victory, church, was about this day. Praise God. The victory that He won that Easter morning, Brother Gary, it was about the day of Pentecost, the day that was about to come. The outpouring of God's Spirit, the same Spirit that dwelt within the body of Jesus, came again, that His death and resurrection wouldn't be in vain. He didn't do it for nothing, church. He
right,
did it for you and I.
Right.
John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, my favorite verse. Praise God. Well, one of my favorite verses. It's on the list of my favorite verses in the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes.
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And then verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He came in grace and truth. Praise God. Praise God. Man, I love this truth. I really, really do. Praise God. You guys want to hear truth this evening? Did anybody come to hear truth? I got a little bit of truth I can share with you. The truth is this. He was before the foundations of the earth. He spoke the worlds into existence. He robed Himself in flesh. He died for our sins. He rose again on Easter morning. He ascended into heaven and is now seated at the right hand of power. And He did all these things for the message that I'm about ready to share with you tonight. After He rose, He spent 40 days on the backside of the desert teaching His apostles the message, the truth, that thing that was to be preached. Simply stated, His message, Brother Gary, was follow my lead.
Right.
John chapter 21 and 19 says, "This spake He, signifying by what death we should glorify God, And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me.
Right.
The day had come. He had come and conquered all of the armies of the adversary. The victory was won and the truth had been shared. And the day of Pentecost was close at hand. On that day, the Spirit fell and filled all those that were in that upper room. And they poured out onto the street and were witnessed by thousands. And then Peter stood up and he preached the very first message of the New Testament church. And the people wanted what he had. They wanted to receive that thing of God that these apostles and these people that had been in the room had. They wanted to be saved just like the apostles were. Amen. They cried out for the truth that had been delivered unto the apostles. Acts 2 and 37 says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? You want the truth, church? You have to go to the source. You don't go around and let just anybody tell you what the truth is. Right. You don't go around and let somebody speculate about what they think the truth might be.
Right.
You got to go to those to whom it was delivered. You got to go to those who spent the 40 days on the backside of the desert. You got to go to those to whom Jesus, after his resurrection, appeared to and said, this is the message by which the church should be built.
Right.
This is the thing that you've got to know, because I come to tell somebody, church, that was freely given, praise God, that was freely received of those men, that God delivered unto them that day, it is also freely given to all who will.
Right.
Praise God. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I love those words.
Right.
The Lord, our God. In that message, church, he identified to them whom God is. He shared with them a truth. In his message, Sister Becky, he said unto them, the same Jesus whom thou crucified, God has made both Lord and Master. I want to tell you something, church. He is not just Lord and Master. He is the God of glory.
Right.
He is all in all.
Right.
In him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. If you want to know who Jesus is, let me tell you who he is. He is God, and that's all there is to say.
Right.
Praise God. And I believe this is what Jesus meant when he said, follow me. He was saying, follow my pattern to victory. He was saying, you got to go the same way I go. He had once told us, Brother Gary, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Right.
He has shown us the way, praise God. He has given us the truth.
Right.
And he has promised us eternal life, praise God. But we got to follow his pattern,
right.
Praise God. No, I don't got to hang up on no cross. Oh, my gosh. He didn't call me to do something like that. Thank God he did it in my place. What I got to do, brothers and sisters, is I got to repent. Repent is dying out to my sins. It is change.
Yes.
It's leaving the life I once had for the life that God has laid out before
right.
me. It is following Jesus in his death on the cross. And then it says, be baptized in Jesus' name. That's following him into the burial. It's walking into that tomb. It's allowing the rock to be sealed, praise God. It is being buried with him in water for the remission of sins. It's going down into hell just like he did, but rising out of that water, praise God, having been loosed because God has the key.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost is being born again into newness of life. It is resurrection power. It is God taking those things that are old and replacing them with things that are brand new. I don't have a stony heart anymore, Todd. I got a heart of flesh to which God can speak. I don't have ears that cannot hear. I have ears that can be sensitive to God's word as he speaks in that still small voice. I have a hope today because of the newness of life that God has given him. It's just like Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again of the water and the Spirit if you want to see the kingdom of God.
Right.
I don't want to see the kingdom of God, church. I have no desire to see the kingdom of God. I want to be in the kingdom of God.
Right.
Amen. I want to be in that crowd. I want to be in that, that group. I want to be in that city that's set up on a hill. I want to see God's glory shining brighter than the sun. I want to hear His praises as literally millions and millions of saints of God lift Him up and glorify Him throughout all of eternity. Praise God. And I know the answer to this question for everybody in this room, but the question we have to ask each and every day of our life is the same question that Paul asked unto John's disciples when they met in Ephesus. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Right.
Praise God. Do you have that hope that was born that Easter morning? Do you have that Spirit that God came to give unto us? Do you have resurrection power, church? Let's all stand tonight. Praise God. I'm here to tell everybody in this church, God wants everybody to have the Holy Ghost. Brother Malloy says, the Bible way. He said, follow me. I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to go the path that He goes. I'm going to go down in repentance. I'm going to go down in water baptism in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. And I have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, and I will carry that Spirit with me all the days of my life. I will keep it forefront in my heart and forefront in my mind. When the question arises, men and brethren, what shall we do? I know what to do because God's going to direct my steps.
Right.
It says that He orders the steps of a righteous man. I want God telling me where to take that next step. I want God showing me the path by which I should follow. Praise God. I don't want to have the cares of this life bind me. When that trump of God sounds, and the trumpet is going to sound, church.
Yes.
When that trumpet sounds, I don't want anything in this life that's got me held back or bound. I want to be free to raise up my hands and lift up my body and meet God in the air. What I'm trying to tell you tonight, church, is God said, follow me.
Yes.
And I pray every day that each and every one of us are following Him. Follow the path that He's laid out before you because He made it before the foundations of the earth. Follow the path that God has shown. And when somebody asks, don't speculate on what you think. Don't say, well, I think it's this or I think it's that. You tell them the truth. And the truth is, Jesus was and is and forever will be the Almighty God of glory. All you have to do, church, is get your life right with God. Repent of those sins and change your wicked way. Follow after the God that has given you hope today. Be baptized in Jesus' name and receive the gift that is beyond any gift you could possibly imagine. Praise God. There is freedom in Jesus. There is freedom in Jesus. I'm not bound by fear of the death or a grave because I know who has the keys. I'm not bound by fear of this world because I have a world waiting for me on the other side. If you seek a living God among the dead, you're looking in the wrong place. Seek a living God in the house of God. He is here right now, and He desires for us to lift Him up and glorify Him. He desires for us to praise Him in this house. He desires for us to touch Him. Can we touch Him tonight? Can we thank Him for the way that is better than any way this world can ever have? Don't seek a living God among the dead. Be lively in your worship. Be lively in your praise. Let God know that the life that He took back is the life you're willing to give Him today. The life He took back was not only His own. It was yours, church. Lift Him up and glorify Him right now. Give Him praise and honor, for He is worthy tonight. He has done it for you, and He's done it for me. Give Him honor tonight.